You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. First, a new report from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York finds that some 7 million Americans are at least 3 months behind on their car payments. While the economy overall looks like it's in good shape, delinquent payments on cars in particular can be a red flag for some analysts. Our next guest is here to talk about the report and what it could signal for the economy as a whole. Thomas Kemp is a professor and the Economics Department Chair at UW-Eau Claire. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
Well, we have this Federal Reserve report, 7 million Americans behind on their car payments by at least 3 months. So there's a lot of economic statistics out there, of course. As an economist, what's your reaction to this particular indicator?
Yeah, well, it means that a lot of people are in rough shape, a lot of people struggling out there. Of course, the car loans, so these are things that people depend upon to get to work, get kids to school, get where they need to go. So they're a fairly critical component of, their day-to-day life. If they can't afford them or they're going into default and getting repossessed, that obviously has a huge, huge impact on a whole lot of people.
Now, we'll dig into the individual impacts a little more. Some people, it seems like, are worried at kind of a macro level. They're saying, okay, maybe like the housing issues of 10, 11 years ago, there's these companies that bundle up all these loans. If enough of them go bad, we start to see serious damage to the whole economy. Do you have that kind of big picture worry if we have all these loans going unpaid?
Yeah, I don't see anything at this stage in the data that would suggest that this trend would cause some kind of massive macroeconomic problem similar to the housing crisis of a little better than 10 years ago. It's a big problem for a lot of individuals, but I don't see this as an aggregated macro crisis. No.
And there's been a lot of talk since the Great Recession about the slow recovery and maybe not really paying off for a lot of workers around the country. Do you see this as maybe a sign that people aren't feeling the full benefits of the recovery?
Yeah, well, you put your nail, put right on the head of the nail right there with that. When we dig down into this sort of auto loan crisis, if you want to call it that, we find that most of these defaults, most of the people who are having a hard time, they're in these subprime markets. So they're people with relatively low credit scores. They're generally financed by auto finance companies rather than a regular diverse bank. And so it's just this lower end of the spectrum that is really seeing very high default rates. In fact, the folks with higher credit scores, higher incomes, those default rates are actually down a little bit than they were before. So it's really the problem is isolated in a fairly small segment of the economy, and it reinforces that story that we've heard so much about for a couple of years now about this segment of society that just wages just aren't keeping up, not able to afford the things they need to get by day to day.
Now, compared to the end of 2010, the overall default rate is a little lower now than it was then. So I'm trying to figure out the math in my head. Does this all mean that more people are getting these loans than they were at that point? So even though the absolute number of loans we're seeing in default is up, maybe that's not as bad as it might sound, just because there's a larger number of those loans to begin with.
That's correct. So the market has grown since 2010, and so again, that's one of the signals why I don't see this as the level of crisis that it's not even comparable to what was going on in 2007, 2008, leading up to the last housing crisis. So no, it's a problem, but it's not a widespread problem. As I say, it's more isolated to a segment of the market, and it's a segment that we hear a lot about, and we probably all know a lot about. Down in the lower end of the income spectrum, we have higher default rates. We're observing a larger number of people who are having problems affording transportation, personal transportation.
Talking to economics professor Tom Kemp from UW-Eau Claire, looking at this new report out from one of the Federal Reserve agencies, Federal Reserve Bank in New York, finding over 7 million Americans are 3 months or more behind on their car payments. Tom, are there economic policies that could help people in this situation, the people at this sort of tenuous level where they need that car to get to work, as you were saying, they can't afford to pay for it?
Yeah, I think it's a hard problem to solve. I would say in the longer term, cities that are looking towards alternative transportation methods are probably on the right track. Maybe personal cars isn't a long-term solution, but that doesn't get us anywhere in the short run, right? That doesn't help the person who can't pay for their car this month or next month, because it isn't going to happen. But in the short run, I think a good sound financial planning, being careful, thinking about the total cost of a car loan, what's it going to cost me to own this car, figuring in repair costs, consult maybe even a financial planner or somebody to talk a little about this. Don't necessarily take the first loan you're offered. Shop around. A lot of times auto loan rates vary significantly from some markets to other markets across different types of financial institutions by as much as 300%. So, shop around for credit, plan accordingly, make sure you can afford what you're getting yourself into is probably the best strategy for tomorrow.
Now, among the many problems before 2008 in the housing industry was this idea that there were predatory lenders out there giving high-risk loans and then ultimately bundling them up, which made it even worse when a lot of them failed. Do we see any kind of predatory lending, what we would call predatory lending in this auto market?
Well, I would be hesitant to say words like predatory. I would say that we know that the bulk of the subprime loans in these markets are being issued by auto financing companies. So that's like, you go to the dealership, you get a loan, rather than going to, say, your local bank and getting a loan. The interest rates are considerably higher than you'd see in other places as well. So, are there folks going out there? Is there a set of deceptive practices going on like we saw in the housing crisis? I don't see anything in I'm looking at three different Fed reports here in front of me. I don't see anything that would get me that far down that road of saying predatory. But I would say that what we do know is pretty clear that if you're taking out a car loan, you're looking at buying a new car, definitely shop around and definitely don't necessarily take, the rate that's offered you by the dealer that you're buying your car at. Not to say that might not be a good deal, but, get a second to third estimate for sure and then consider, the total cost to that loan. Whether there's predatory things going, maybe I wouldn't rule it out, but I also wouldn't say for sure either.
Now, we're focusing in for this conversation on a negative indicator in the economy, but there are a lot of more positive ones. What kind of things are you looking at as you evaluate the American economy today?
Well, I'm looking at wages. So wages, of course, are coming up. It's been a long time in coming, but finally they're starting to come up, which is a good sign for everybody. Business startups, another good indicator. Sort of household spending patterns. People seem to still be spending at a pretty good clip, which would suggest that they feel good about their future. They can buy things. That's the main driver of the economy. So those are some of the more important variables. I mean, people look at housing starts too. I think that's important, a variable as well. But I think one of the most important ones is sort of what's going on with household spending, and that seems to be pretty strong still.
Let's bring on a caller. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi. I was wondering, with some of these loans that are about to be in default, instead of it just being people who borrowed money to buy a vehicle, how many of these loans might be from people using their vehicle title to get a loan?
Dennis, thanks for the call. So those car title loans, I think, would be in a separate category from the ones we've been talking about. Do I have that right as far as you know, Tom?
Yeah, that would be my understanding as well. But it raises a related question of how, of course, now we have sort of freelance taxi services and things like that, right? Like name brands, Uber and Lyft and things. I think it's a relevant question to ask how many people are taking out car loans thinking that they have a revenue stream associated with that vehicle and then finding out that maybe the revenue stream isn't isn't where they thought it was. That may be playing into this somewhat too, particularly when you look at the age breakdown of the defaults. I mean, it's across the age spectrum, but certainly the 18 to 29 year old segment is the where the majority of the where the most largest share of the defaults are. So that's I think a good question to bring up.
Dennis, thanks for that call. And as we wrap up, Tom, I'm glad you brought that up. I wanted to ask, is this a case where people are defaulting on auto loans and maybe they're struggling with student loan debt too, a particular generational problem?
Yeah, I haven't seen any correlation between those two debts, but I'd be pretty surprised if it wasn't the case. Like I said, the default rates are up across age spectrum, so I don't want to, lay this on young folks entirely. It's across the spectrum, but most notably in the 18 to 29 segment. So I think it's highly likely that they're struggling with a lot of debt in general.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, happy to do it. Happy to do it.
That's Tom Kemp, professor and department chair of economics at UW-Eau Claire. He joined us today to talk about a new report that shows a record 7 million Americans are at least 3 months behind on car payments and what that means about our economy. Coming up, we'll talk about the state of chronic wasting disease here in Wisconsin and why the illness that mostly affects deer is getting national attention. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.